Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Guiding Light Podcast, The Tidal Effect. I'm your host, Taquisha Davis. Gratitude, that's all I hear is gratitude. I'm in a space of completion, and my highest praise is gratitude and operating in my authenticity. I am so grateful. I trust everyone is doing well. This episode is specifically for the men. I'm going to go ahead and get right into it. Man, get your pen and paper. And be prepared for a life-changing message. Because God has something to give you, and I trust that you will receive it with open arms. Without further ado, what you are is God's gift to you. What you become is your gift to God. When men lack purpose, they seek pleasure and avoid pain. We live in a culture where we have a lot of little boys walking around in the bodies of grown men who are 30, 35, 40 years old and still have this little boy driving his life, seeking women, seeking money, seeking fame, seeking cars, seeking external stimulations to hopefully calm this little boy down. There was a moment when this little boy had a peace within him, had an ability to share his emotions, had an ability to share his fears and his vulnerability and his doubts. And some sort of disconnect with the feminine happened, whether it was with his mom, whether it was with his first love or his first crush, or the overstimulation of women in his culture, not knowing how to regulate or understand it. And so what he did was abandon himself. He didn't feel safe in his body. So he heard from everywhere around him that boys don't cry, that men get women, that men have cars, that men have nice bodies, that men have all of these things, and then maybe that will calm this little boy or protect this little boy. At the end of the day, men aren't chasing women. Men are chasing the things that they think that'll get them the women. So the end goal for the man is to find a woman that will nurture him and help him feel safe. And once a man feels rooted and safe in the presence of a feminine, then he is able to become this divine masculine, to become this warrior spirit. And that is what all men are seeking. Men are seeking external validation to hopefully attract a woman, to hopefully nurture and nourish this little boy. And it's not working because the formula is off. The water has been poisoned. It's not the money. It's not the car. It is not the sex. It's definitely not the muscles that actually help you feel safe. is actually truth, honesty, and vulnerability, integrity, and really finding out who you are and what your needs are and where along the road didn't you feel safe around the feminine or the masculine. And so you're on this journey. We're all on this journey now of a cultural shift where us women are elevating the bar, because men only elevate to where women put the bar. Wherever women put the standard, that's where men will grow and go. And so for a long time, money, sex, muscles, whatever it was, cars. Now women are healing, and now women are putting the bar higher. And now some men are saying, that's where I need to go and start doing the work and starting to heal, starting to reveal their truth, their pain, their fears, and their insecurities and their doubts. And in that, they will attract a woman that will help nourish them and make them feel safe again. And then, and that is the birth of a divine masculine, a warrior in a garden. Divine masculine, you are a leader. Divine masculine, you are a leader. And in order to lead, you must be led by God, the divine. Stay lifted. Choose God, and it is in you. The ego is two words. Ego is to be stagnant, or the ego to soar high. Lead your life. Be the eagle and kill the ego. I love y'all. Until next time. Peace.